Hi guys, it's Jimmy again. Welcome and welcome to Glam with Grace, Season 3, Episode 6. Yay! I am super duper excited to have you with me today. Thank you so very much for taking your precious time to come to listen to what I have to say. So how are you doing today? I know you're doing awesome, right? By God's grace, God is taking care of you. You're staying encouraged. You're staying strong. So today I'm going to be talking about the last season, actually, on the topic, what I have learned in my 4 years of doing business. So this is basically going to summarize what I've been talking about for the past 3 weeks. So join me as I actually had on my introduction, and then we can actually dive in to today's topic. So listen to my introduction so you can understand why we're doing this today. All right, I'll see you in a bit.
Hi guys, how are you? This is Jimmy, and welcome to Glammed with Grace. Welcome to season 3 of Glammed with Grace. Season 3 has been dedicated to my very good friend, Raheem Teray Barry. May his precious soul rest in peace. Raheem is a friend of the family that we lost at a very young age, and he made me promise him about 2 weeks before he passed on to keep recording my podcast. So I am honoring his memory. So welcome to Glam with Grace Season 3, where we're going to be talking about faith, about God, about business, about family, about relationship. Basically, we're going to be talking about it all in life, especially my life. So welcome to this amazing, amazing podcast. I truly hope that you'll be very blessed by the time you're done listening. God bless you.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to the introduction and understanding why, you know, I am doing this and honoring the memory of Raheem Teray Barry, my amazing friend. So today's the last topic on what I've learned in my 4 years of business. So this is not going to be, I think this should be a quick one because I'm literally rounding up the last 2 weeks seasons. So like I mentioned in the first week that, you know, patience and putting God first is basically how I'm going and doing what I'm doing and what I've learned in my business, right? And I also spoke about last week, delegation, never stop learning, you know, just trying to summarize what we've been talking about just to keep you a loop. And if you haven't actually listened to the other podcast on this topic, I would obviously recommend for you to go listen to it so you can understand why we're summarizing this. So also do not forget to follow me on Instagram at jumigrow, jumiegrow. It's also the same on my Facebook page as well. And also go on my website, the same, jumigrow.com. Sign up to my email list because weekly I do share some encouraging words to my subscribers. So make sure you subscribe to my email list as well so that you can just stay, honestly, all I'm trying to do is just encourage us in God, encourage you in business and encourage you in faith and encourage you in your family life and so on in personal life as well. Because we all need a balance. We need to be balanced in everything for us to be able to function well. So this podcast is just bringing all of this amazingness and all this love and encouragement to you. So today I'm going to be talking about how I have learned not to compare my business or my even never. I have learned not to compare myself with any other company or any other founder or any other person. Because I remember growing up, you know, as a teenager, I used to be a people person. I used to want to please people. And honestly, I don't know if that's you. And if you're still a people pleaser, it is draining. It is basically changing who you are to try to fit people. And you know, people will never be satisfied. You can never, ever. This is one thing I want to tell you. You can never, ever please anyone. Be comfortable in your skin and in yourself. And one thing that I have been able to work on because of my identity in Christ has helped me even as an adult, because I was a teenager back then, I didn't know any better. But as I grew into faith and grew into loving Christ and grew into loving God and loving the things of God, I've identified myself in Christ. So I don't care. I care about people, but I don't care to please people. I don't please people. I please God first and then my family and myself. I please God first. So you want to get to that level where you're not pleasing, you're not a people pleaser, you're not always comparing, you're not comfortable, you're not confident in you, that you compare yourself, constantly comparing yourself to everyone else, forgetting that everybody's destiny is different, everybody's season is different, and everybody's time is different. God's timing is the best for everyone, and He understands the timing for you. The timing for A is not the same timing for B, and if B tries to get the same timing for A, B is going to fail woefully, right? Because that's not the timing that God has destined for you. So a lot of time people rush, you know, they rush destiny. And you should not. If you know your identity in Christ, you understand that my destiny is in Christ. My identity is in Christ. So I'll let Him lead and take control of whatever He wants me to do. So I've literally been able to grow my faith to not compare my brand with anyone, to not compare my marriage with anyone, not compare my kids with anyone, not compare my children, my business with anyone. And I tell God, you know, at the end of the day, He understands everyone's seasons, and everyone's season is different. You know, this is my season, this is your season. Appreciate, and when God decides to give you that season, appreciate every season you find yourself in. But comparing yourself to everyone is so draining, it's so depressing. Actually, that's it. Because you end up being so depressed, you're not happy because other people are happy. A lot of times, by the way, if you spend all your time on Instagram and you're comparing your life with those on Instagram, good luck with that, okay? Because I'm sure you do know that people fake things on Instagram. So don't you ever, ever compare yourself with someone you do not know on Instagram. Or even if you know the person, don't compare yourself by the things they're posting. Because it's not everybody that is going to post the bad things. I'm telling you, people will post the good things because they want to get those likes, right? They never post the bad things. So I'm here to tell you, do not compare your business. Do not compare yourself with anybody else. God's timing is different. And I've learned that, you know, I've been able to get to that level where I'm just so comfortable in God. Like, I'm so peaceful because I know He's in control, if I'm making sense. It is in control. So I don't need to really, like, stress myself. And sometimes when I stress, I'm worrying myself so much. I'm like, why did I even have to go through that worry? Because then you realize, oh my God, God wasn't this all along. Imagine if you hadn't wasted all your energy worrying on the things you cannot control and just giving it to God 100%. Imagine, life would be so easy, right? And peaceful. Remember the story I told about when Jesus was on the boat? And everything was going crazy. That peace that He felt, even in the storm. Sometimes you have to get there. You have to get to that peace. Like, this is my year of peace. Nothing is going to disrupt my peace. The devil is not going to disrupt. I'm not going to give you the chance, devil, to disrupt my peace. You have to get to that level. Don't compare yourself with everyone. You are unique. Just the way God created you. He created you for a purpose. He purposely created you for who you are. And sometimes you're not going to know that purpose unless you go to God first to ask Him, what is my purpose? Why have you created me? Why am I so special? Because I know I'm special. Yeah, I know I am extremely special because I serve an amazing God. But then a lot of times you miss it because you don't know what you're doing. So if you really, like, I really had to go to God because I was very curious. Like, I know there is a reason why you sent me to law school, but you don't want me to study law. There's a reason why you put a business in my hand. There is a reason why you did this. There's a reason why I want to know my purpose. And I tell you, God revealed my purpose to me. Literally 2 months ago, it revealed my exact purpose, the reason why He created me on this earth. And that was when I found peace. I found my peace. So it's a personal relationship with God. It's a personal thing. I cannot come to you and tell you what your purpose is unless God is sending me to come to you to tell you what your purpose is, which I'm very sure He probably already told you about what it is, but it's just confirming it from someone else, right? So you need to go to God. And what's my purpose, God? Why have you made me? Why have I been created, God? And He will, honestly, if you're willing to obey and listen, it will reveal your real purpose to you. So don't compare yourself to anyone. You're just so amazing. You're so amazing. You're intelligent. You have exactly what it takes. You have the gift in you. Now begin to manifest them, okay? So basically, that is what I'm going to tell you. That's what I've learned in my business. I am not comparing myself with whatever company. I don't care. Their company is their company. My company, God gave me my company as a ministry. And that's exactly how I'm going to be, you know, leading my company as a ministry. So we're two different things. So yeah. And the other thing I've learned is I've learned to grow even in my mistakes or failures. Yes, last year was a year of growth. And I think I've said this in this podcast already, that I've learned so much. Oh my God. I've learned so much in business and life as well, and even being a mom with a pandemic and COVID, and how I've learned to be a patient person, because I'm one of those people that I'm like, on the go. I can't. I have no patience for this. No, I have no tolerance. But God has been able to teach me so much last year, even in my parenting, in my marriage, and the business. So 2020 was my year of growth. And I've learned that even in my mistakes, that they're not just a mistake. They didn't just happen for happening's sake. They happened to grow me. They happened to teach me something, right? So that when next time I'm making a decision, I know, okay, these are red flags because of what I've been through. Or, this is questions I need to be asking now because of what I went through. And I'm going to be talking about the mistake that I made last year in my company, I don't want to just talk about it in this episode because it's going to be long. So I'm going to talk about it in another episode. So keep following, because it's about to get juicy and juicy here, right? So 2020 is my year of growth. 2021 is also it's also a growing process for me, but I am learning I'm learning so much and embracing all the lessons. They're lessons, a year of lessons. And I've also learned how to be a leader. Remember, I said I do have a team that I lead, and before I started my business, I was actually working in corporate America for almost 9 years, the same company, actually, from when I left the UK, boom, that was my first job. Very good job. They treated me well, but of course, there's some things that I've learned even from my previous managers and bosses that I want to do this differently in my own business. I don't want to be a boss. I want to be a leader. I want to lead my team, not only in the business, but also spiritually. You know, like before we start meetings, we pray. I remember when Raheem was there, we would say prayer before we start the meetings, you know, just leading the godly way and not being a boss, and be empathetic and be compassionate, you know, put people in my shoes, even though they're working for me. If they're going through something, let me just step back for a second and forget about my brand or my business and think about them as a human. They're going through this problem. How can I separate the business from their job from their problem and be empathetic enough to understand what they're going through and to make them understand that I actually get it. I understand what you're going through. And how can I make this, even if I cannot take this problem away 100%, but how can I make this a little bit better for you to be able to do your job well, you know? So I've learned to be very empathetic and to be very kind, and to not just, I mean, of course, also lead in the business, meaning the business cannot suffer, so we have to find a balance, right? God giving me that wisdom to be able to lead as a leader in my brand is one thing that I always pray for. God, you know, help me to give me wisdom, help me to lead them, not lead them out of the company, but lead them where they feel part of the family, they feel loved, they feel welcome. So that's another thing that I feel like God, I've learned in the business, and God has actually been teaching me to be better at being a leader and not a boss. So when you have your own business and you start, you know, expanding, just always remember, no matter how much God makes you bigger, he didn't just give you all that blessings for, you know, blessing's sake. He gave it to you so you can be a blessing unto others. Even my customers, you know, once in a while, we do call out our customers, especially the ones that have been shopping with us for a while. We will call them on the phone and just see how they're doing. We had a customer recently that she's placed about 6 orders with us, and we noticed that she abandoned a cart. We just gave her a phone call just to see, oh, why did you abandon your cart? What's going on? And she apparently has been on dialysis since COVID, and things has been tough financially for her. What did I tell the team to do? Let's send her a new product. Let's just send her a free product, because this is somebody that you can tell really loves it. But at this time, she just cannot afford even the smallest bottle, you know. But the God in me, you know, I'm like, you know what? Come on. This is someone that really cares about the brand. And we just sent her a free product, you know. That's a leadership skill right there. I mean, wisdom. But my team sees that, oh, wow. You know, our leader, our boss, as they call me, is a leader. And even when they reply to the customers, they will bring that same respect and kindness to the customers because I have shown that to them. So being a leader is not just by speaking or saying it's sake. It has to be shown in your actions and the way you make your decisions and the way you think. And you understand what I mean? Like, you have to command a leadership respect, basically. So that's one thing I've learned, to be empathetic, compassionate, and kind, and even more. So I really think this is it. This is summarizing this entire topic of what I've learned in my past 4 years of doing business. I mean, I'm sure I mentioned I've done business 2.5 years part-time and 1.5 years full-time. And I'm loving the journey. It's not been the smoothest ride. I have had to go through so many challenges, but I have learned to not give up, to keep going, because I know, like, you know when you just know that the end game, it's going to be amazing, right? You just cannot afford to just give up. So I want to use this to encourage you. I don't know what stage you are in your business, just keep going. Stay encouraged. When it gets like the toughest, when it's really tough, that's when you want to go even harder. Because if the devil is really trying everything in his power to discourage you to quit, then trust me, you don't want to be quitting. You want to do opposite of that, because he's already seen something you haven't seen. And you can't let him win, basically. You cannot let him win. You have to keep going, keep pushing on, keep encouraging yourself. You know, I love worship music. It encourages me a lot. I love to listen to some women and men of God. So even my husband, I listen to him as well. My husband is like my number one cheerleader. He's my number one everything. Honestly, when I'm down, he just has a way of making me feel better emotionally and spiritually. So no matter what you're going to, surround yourself with those that support you. Surround yourself with the things of God and keep on keeping on, okay? And God has got you. I mean that when I say that, okay? It might not seem like it makes sense right now, but he honestly got you. And this doesn't only have to be in business. This could be, I know you could be in a leadership position at work or even at home or in your church, wherever you find yourself. You know, these are all skills that you can transfer into every aspect of your life. So I hope this truly blesses you. And I hope you've learned a thing or two. Don't forget to follow me everywhere if you can. Instagram and Facebook is the same name, Jumi Grow. And my website, you can sign up for my email list as well. God bless you. And I love you with the love of God. I love you with the love of Christ. Have a super duper duper awesome week ahead of you. Bye.